And here's your morning news. Some are asking what prompted the governor to rescind orders which froze rollbacks for salary increases and conversions of contract employees to career status. We put that question to the governor's communication officer, Fiafia Sunia, and a press release was issued in response. It says that on March 15, 2021, Governor Limanu signed the memo that removed the freeze to allow directors to make the necessary corrective actions resulting from that rollback. The memo also states the governor intends to reorganize government functions, which is something Governor Limanu has been interested in improving since taking office in January 2021. In the media release, Governor Limanu states, "Since setting foot in office, my priority was to prepare all working people of American Samoa with the ability to support their families as the economy and cost of living continues to rise. It starts with building a solid fiscal foundation, and that is where we are at now." He continues, "Accomplishing a rollback at this time helps us find a good starting point on staying on the path that Lieutenant Governor Talawanga and I have committed to. In time, I will meet with the Compliance Review Committee and we will work on the next phase of this plan." Governor Limanu is scheduled to meet with the CRC later this week. Included in General Memorandum 6121 is a call for the Department of Human Resources and the Personnel Advisory Board to strengthen the American Samoa government's personnel procedural compliance. At a House hearing with Director of Human Resources Lynn Pulo'alaimalo last week, several representatives cautioned her about the ASG's liability if employees file grievances over the rollback on salaries, given that these were approved by the appropriate ASG directors. Fofo Representative Andra Samoa went as far as stating that she will help constituents file complaints not only with the local Equal Employment Opportunity Office, but also with the federal EEO. DHR Director Alai Malo offered her assistance with the filing process. Local high school students competed for the first time in a poetry competition sponsored by the National Endowment of the Arts through the Amerika Samoa Council in Arts and Humanities. Poetry Out Loud was organized by Mr. Tasi Samuel Sunia of the Arts Council. It began with schools holding their own competitions to select representatives to compete in the inaugural territorial Poetry Out Loud competition. This was held yesterday at the Gene P. Hayden Museum, with the finalists reciting three different poems in three rounds. Here's an excerpt from the first place winner, Audrey Sivaitasi of Samoana High School, reciting Blade Unplugged by Tim Sables.
"It's true. I almost never smile. But that doesn't mean I'm not in love. My heart is that black violin played slowly. You know that moment late in the solo when the voice is so pure, you feel the blood in it, the wound between rage and complete surrender. That's where I'm smiling. You just can't see it. The sound bleeding perfectly inside me. The first time I killed the vampire, I was sad. I mean, we were almost family, but that's so many lives ago. I believe in the cry that cuts into the melody, the strings calling back the forgotten world. When I think of the madness that has made me, and the midnight I walk inside all day long, when I think of that one note that breaks what's left of what's human in me, man, I love everything."
Audrey wins $200 for herself and $500 for Samoana High School as prizes from the NEA and will also compete in the National Poetry Out Loud Contest, which will be held virtually due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Second place winner Aja Leo of Kananafo High School receives $200 for herself and $200 for her school from NEA. And the third place winner was Makarita Unutoa of Fangaitua High School, who received $50 from Mrs. Tia Seloti, the MC for yesterday's competition. Judges were Mrs. Patricia Fuiava, Crystal Sailua Simanu, and Tamiano Gurr. Malo, Audrey, and the rest of the students competing in the poetry competition. Don't stop. The Department of Health has warned that businesses that prepare and sell food on their premises may face closure if health permits and certificates for both the food handlers and their businesses are not renewed for 2021. According to Eileen Solaita of the Environmental Health Division, DOH has closed more than 30 food businesses in American Samoa since January 2021. She reported that all of the businesses passed inspection to receive their certificates. However, the department later received complaints, and re-inspection revealed unsanitary conditions and infractions like expired foods, filthy kitchens, cross-contamination between raw and cooked food, and a lack of hot water. DOH is also monitoring the sale of food items on social media to track down those businesses. An advisory from DOH this week states, if your business does not have a valid health permit, your business will be forced to shut down until a health inspection has been conducted and you have obtained a valid facility health permit. Effective April 1st, DOH plans to publicize businesses which have been closed down due to health violations so that the public can see the names of owners and managers. DOH claims there are many repeat offenders. Solaita explained that people don't renew their certificates, so DOH patrols those businesses to make sure they are meeting guidelines and to remind them to get their annual permit. She said DOH is also cracking down on those businesses selling over-the-counter medicines without approval from the DOH board in charge of regulating sales of medicines in American Samoa. DOH encourages anyone with questions about health permits to call 219. And finally, in news from Samoa, the country is poised to receive its first batch of COVID-19 vaccines as early as this week. Prime Minister Tuilaepa Sailele Malielegaoi says that 79,000 vaccines will arrive from New Zealand on the first consignment. I have sent a thank you letter to the New Zealand government for their generous assistance in ensuring the vaccine gets to us, he said. According to the PM, the vaccine deployment plan is in place and will see all frontline staff get the vaccine first, then moving on to the more at-risk age groups until everyone is vaccinated. He said he was aware of people who have indicated they do not want to be vaccinated and warned of the dangers this would pose for everyone. If you do not want to be vaccinated, then it is likely you may end up being a carrier and become a danger to everyone else, he warned. That's your morning news. For details on these and other stories, plus a look at the new KHJ News podcasts in English and Samoan, go to talanay.com. Have a good day. I'm Joey Cummings.